You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. We're joined by Jonathan McAllister, and we're going to talk a little bit how the recruitment's gone for him as he committed to Notre Dame in June. And Randall's here with me as well, and so we'll get to that. And then I guess, Jonathan, you had a birthday yesterday, is that right?
Yes, sir, I did.
I saw that, yeah, I saw some tweets going out, something about happy birthday, Big Bird on Twitter or something. What is your Twitter handle?
It's BigBird_54. Two underscores, actually.
Two underscores, okay. And we'll mention this in the, or have this listed over on the website so guys can click on that to give Jonathan a follow if you guys want to. Jonathan is a defensive end from Orlando, Florida. And Randall, go ahead with your first question.
Well, John, just tell us a little bit how your recruitment went. Was Notre Dame in the mix right away, or how did that all work out for you?
Recruiting started really early for me. I got my first couple offers when I was a freshman. And as I transferred over to Bishop Moore, it started picking up. And then towards my sophomore spring season and junior year, recruiting went sky high for me. And my junior year of spring, Notre Dame offered me. And they weren't really in the mix. They came in kind of late. But I always had an interest in him because of Parker, my teammate that's up there now.
So you would have played with Parker 2 years? Or was it just 1 year?
I played with Parker, 1 year.
Okay. That definitely had an influence on you. I mean, did he try to get you to come to Notre Dame with him?
I mean, he didn't, like, force me. He was on me hard, but he was just persuading me gently. He had a hand on my shoulder to talk it to me, but he definitely played a big role, because he became one of my best friends, so knowing I'll have him up there, it helped with the process a lot.
So when he announced his decision by pulling that bus, were you in the back of that bus pushing it and helping him out, or?
No, I was not.
We've had Parker's dad on the show, was it last year? He talked about his gumbo that kind of made a hit with Brian Kelly. So Brian Kelly come down there and visit you at all?
Yes, he has. He came down 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Okay, great. And kind of looking at the coaches, you know, when obviously the season didn't go as planned last year and then all the coaching changes and even your position coach, how did that have an impact on your recruitment, or how did that affect you?
I mean, when Coach Gilmore got fired, it was a little concerning to me, but it wasn't a big move where I would decommit. It's just like, because I liked him a lot, but I understood this world is a business. This college was a business, so things happen. And when I committed to Notre Dame, I committed to the school, not the coaches, because I know how the process is. But this process changing, I expect that coming because of the season. I just trusted the process, and I trusted the coaching staff that they're doing the best for our team. So I like our coaches now, and I'm excited to get to know Coach Elston.
Did you have contact with Coach Elston at all? I mean, did he talk to you after those changes?
We talked a little bit. We haven't had a lot of chance to talk because of all the recruiting going on. I was supposed to talk to him last week, but they had a lot of players up, so I let him focus on that, but we're supposed to catch up soon.
So this summer coming up, obviously there's no football, but football is kind of a year-round sport. What are you working on this summer in regards to football and coming to Notre Dame?
The biggest thing I'm working on is getting faster, because I still need speed coming off the edge, and my main goal is to get really stronger than I was last year, and just tune my body up to the way I want it, and just prepare, being really prepared mentally and physically to go up there and compete for a starting position or playing.
You played a little bit of football on the offensive side of the ball. Did that ever intrigue you? Were you always had you always wanted to play on the defensive side?
Oh, it definitely intrigued me, especially this season, because my team needed me more on offense than they did on defense. So I played a lot more tight end, and that was a tough making my decision going into my junior year, making my decision because I played a lot of tight end too. That's why I switched to tight end and DN. And colleges were looking for me at tight end too, so I had to decide what position I wanted to play. And but it was definitely intriguing to me because I like catching the ball.
Well, you could definitely use that skill, making some interception at the defensive end position. That's always fun to watch.
Yes, sir.
Signing day is on Wednesday. Do you have any big plans on you doing something at school?
Oh, yeah, we have a ceremony in the morning at 7:30. All the athletes that are signing, they're going to sign. And then I think we're going out, me and my teammates are going out to breakfast afterwards.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a good day. As far as this recruiting class, Notre Dame's got 18 players in that now. Are you guys pretty close, tight-knit group? Do you have a group chat, or how do you guys communicate?
We're a very, very close group. We have a group chat. We communicate every day. Seems like every hour. But we're definitely recruiting, and we're going hard after other guys too, because we're trying to build this team. And we actually have two different group chats. We have a group chat with the 17 guys, and then we have a group chat with the 2018 guys too. So we're definitely very close with the 2018 and 2017. So we're definitely close recruiting class.
Do you know defensively, and I guess things are a little different now, maybe under Coach Elko, but do you know, do you project as a strong side defensive end or a weak side defensive end?
Yes, sir, I do. Coach Elko came down last week to talk to me, and he said right now I'm versatile at any DN position, but right now they're recruiting me as the drop-in, so the weak side end, and they're just going to see how my body develops when I get up there. If I top out at 245, they'll keep me at the rush end, and if my body expands up to 75, 285, I'll go to strong end.
Okay.
But they said I could play either position.
All right. Well, yeah, we're definitely very excited about this upcoming season. Hopefully you'll get your first taste of seeing the field as well. Randall, you have another question?
Yeah, one thing we always like to ask the recruits when they're on is, what's something that about you that Notre Dame fans might not know? I don't know, it can be anything. We like to surprise you on this one, just see what you say. So.
Something. What's a lot of people don't know.
Go ahead.
Probably find out, but I'm actually adopted. And I was adopted 11 days old, but that's something surprising about me. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's our last question. Definitely give Jonathan a follow on Twitter at BigBird__54, and yeah, we'll be excited. We'll be anxiously waiting for this fall when football starts up again, and definitely cheering you on when you're out in the field. So thanks a lot, Jonathan, for coming on the podcast, and we definitely wish you the best this summer as you're working out, getting stronger and faster, and we definitely wish you the best for your whole Notre Dame career.
Thank you. It was no problem.